On today's MVP Baseball podcast, we discussed the White Sox having the best record in the MLB, the Dodgers' struggles, Kalnick's first major league start, and much, much, much more on tonight's MVP Baseball podcast. But first, without further ado, let's get it going.
Right, this is MVP Baseball. I'm your host, Zayden. I'm joined by three co-hosts, Mason, Jaime, Carson, and let's see, where the fuck are we going to start? AL East? AL East, like we usually do.
Should we start with the
who wants to start with Giancarlo Stanton? Huh? Someone? Okay, I guess.
Oh, I'll start with him. I'll start with it. Hasn't he always, like, been smoking the ball right off the bat? Like, even if it's, like, a fly ball, it's smoked always.
It's always, like, over 110, and then over 120, exit velocity.
Damn, those outfielders' hands are gonna probably, like, be falling off once they go back to the dugout.
Cole Calhoun.
Well, he always looks fucking crippled, dude. That's why he didn't play against the Mets. Nor did Ketel Marte.
The whole D-backs team's crippled, so let's not. I'll talk about that later.
Especially Steven Vogt. That dude looked awful.
Okay. I thought we were talking about Stanton. What the hell happened? I mean, we're a whole minute in and we're already off track. You can't make this shit up.
God damn it, Jaime! You need to save. We need to save the D-backs novel for later.
I guess.
Okay, if I hear D-backs again, like I'm gonna fucking off myself. So let's go and talk about the fucking.
Okay, keep talking about it.
Can you talk about the Yankees since we're on Stanton? Yankees, all right. The Yankees are playing better. I'll get them.
Took them long enough.
Jameson Taillon, he's gotten extremely unlucky. He had 9 strikeouts today, but he posted a 7.74 ERA. That's like some kind of like a Mets pitcher. Like that's like Jacob DeGrom, but giving up more runs.
I mean, I don't think he's unlucky. I have to look at his stats.
I'll look deeper into it.
It looks like he's back to 2017 form. Finally. The only question is, can he stay healthy? Probably not.
Can he pitch under pressure is the real question I have. Like, yeah, there's no pressure in Tampa, but in
like the 2015 Cubs.
I want to explain what happened next year, Jaime. You want to talk about how the fucking D-backs shit the bed in the playoffs 2 years ago?
Triple A
catcher. I don't want to hear it.
I'll happily explain how they got it.
Hey guys, I don't want to talk about that, so let's talk about the AL East, huh?
Well, what do you expect? I'm getting shit off track as usual.
This is why Jaime's on the podcast. I mean, just piss people off.
Well, no, actually, I'm running for class president.
Who gives a fuck?
You liked the picture and commented, so you do. Okay, Blue Jays.
I mean, you should mention Garrett Cole going like 8 shutout innings yesterday.
Well, yeah, that's cool and all, but have you seen Corbin Burns?
I mean,
Corbin Burns hasn't allowed a walk this season.
So we're not allowed to talk about any other pitchers now because Corbin Burns is the only pitcher we can talk about.
Fine. We can talk about the Yankees. Ugh, disgusting.
I was just saying.
Yeah, I know how Satan loves the Yankees.
Oh,
especially Masahiro Tanaka.
We're turning to ESPN. We only talk about the Yankees.
The Yankees lost today.
Chapman, doesn't Chapman have like a negative FIP? Like, that's insane.
Yeah, he's the best reliever in baseball. We talked about this last week. On to the Blue Jays.
Until he gets suspended.
They swept the Braves. So go ahead.
Okay. Vladimir Guerrero still raking. His offensive rating on FanGraphs is like 15, which is pretty good. He has like a new, I think, 2 WAR on FanGraphs. Not our WAR. Bucks dugout F WAR. WRC plus nearly 180. That's pretty good. The Springer is out again. What a surprise.
He always gets injured, but he plays so well.
Just wait till he gets to the playoffs, and that's when Springer will be like, hey, guys, this is what you paid me for.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just go in depth on the Blue Jays, I guess. Just joking. Just joking, though. Okay, they took a jump ball over the Braves. They took a jump ball over the Braves. That's because I'm friends with Brace Complex. He says the bullpen has turned to the D-backs, basically, which ripped the Braves.
I'm happy that the Braves got swept because I'm a Mets fan, so I hate them.
I'm happy we're not talking about the Braves when we're talking about the Blue Jays.
then they got rocked by the Astros, so that's about it. Oh, yeah, pitching.
They lost 2 of 3, didn't they?
I'd like to point something out. If you look closely, Steven Matz is going back to his Mets form.
Yep, that trade is kind of iffy. Robbie Ray. Actually, fun fact, people, I got blocked by Robbie Ray.
I did too. Welcome to the club.
Oh my god. And their best pitcher right now is Hyunjin Ryu. And who's this guy? Tyler Chatwood? Never heard of him. Next.
Dude, sounds like a shitty Cubs reliever.
Wasn't he?
We could go on and on about shitty Mets.
Well, I mean, the Mets bullpen has actually been one of the best in baseball this season, so you can keep...
Wow.
So is the Cubs.
It's not. You can shit prop the Mets when we get there.
Also, no, this is Blue Jays related. Can I say it? Remember when Ross Stripling was, like, considered an underrated pitcher and, like, a solid utility type of pitcher, I guess? Well, like... He's just like a batting practice machine now. That Blue Jays pitching staff really ruined him.
Who's last?
Like, he had 9 Ks.
I mean, he didn't even pitch that bad today.
He had 9 Ks, but besides that, it's been like batting practice, dude.
Okay, to the Red Sox.
Mason to the Red Sox. While y'all are doing that, I'll do the Orioles, I guess.
No, I'll do the Orioles. I watched.
Already called it. Already called it.
No, I watched them.
Jesus Christ!
I mean, you don't get to take every team, fucker.
Fine. Tell Mason to actually do his turn instead of being a useless sack of garbage.
I watched
at least I'm like on to the fucking show.
He's going to do the Red Sox. Now give him a moment to prepare.
Half hour, I'm like, yeah,
he's going to do the Red actually. Sox. So go ahead. Talk about
the I don't think we both should be talking about each other's physiques.
Shut the fuck up. We're not doing this.
Such a cunt.
Okay. Carson, Orioles.
Okay. So, John Means, he looked pretty good. He held us scoreless, but then the bullpen came in, the Orioles bullpen. Yeah, John Means had a mega DeGrom moment. The John bullpen came in, and it's like, we're just gonna fucking rail you. And I mean, like, just implodes all over the field.
Did you see Birdland Sports Page's post where he put, instead of the Orioles logo, he put the crying dude?
Yeah.
It was so bad.
How does Cesar Valdez find success? He's been pretty good this season, but he throws like 83 miles per hour for a closer. That's like, I don't know. Like, is he just trying to get swings and misses? Or like, is he a ground ball machine? I don't know.
Why you tell me?
Oh, I don't know. I thought you guys would understand.
No.
Oh. Well, the D-backs are full of, I'm pretty sure, I thought they were full of soft-tossing pitchers.
No, the difference between soft-tossing and just sucking.
Oh, so 90-mile-per-hour meatballs.
Okay, guys, okay.
All right, anyways, Should I talk about Matt Harvey, or is that Mets related?
Yeah, you can talk about Matt fucking Fat Harvey.
The Dark Knight. Yeah.
Just talk bad about him. Don't talk about the Mets.
Okay, so he came out to the mound. It looked like he was about to cry, but I don't blame him.
I would have cried too.
Well, yeah, his career fell off that fast.
Oh, yeah, you're a pussy.
Whoa, whoa.
Careful, Steven. If a White Sox player did that, you would be like bowing down to him.
Oh, Simon, he's fucking Jaime now, huh?
Okay. No. I mean, I would have cried. I would have cried if I had to go to Citi Field.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't get why, but, well, I don't blame if I pitched like that. I would have cried. He got rocked. Earned runs.
Not Jaime. Carson, have you ever been to Citi Field?
Unfortunately not, but I might go there eventually.
Right.
Mason's going to Target Field, so good luck to him.
Okay. Matt Harvey sucks. Yeah, we already knew that.
Yeah, he sucks.
He's been like that for like the last like half decade, so I think we already know
he
this.
He was good, but he was like, no, I'm going to go out and pitch that, and then he just imploded, and his career went down the roof.
He tried being like Pedro Martinez, but he got the alternate ending.
Well, I mean, at least he actually, like, cared about winning.
Okay,
well,
Rays. I was going to do the Rays, okay.
Well, too bad.
The team that's about to sweep the Mets.
Of course you're going to do the Rays, you little fucker. All right, bottom line, the Rays offense is terrible.
Really?
They broke out today. Well, I don't know if they really broke out. They just scored a shitload of runs. I don't know if that's a breakout. But, yeah, they can't hit. Let's see.
The Rays this year are like the 2017 D-backs. They have no offense, but their pitching is really good.
Let's see. Their team OPS. Let's see. What the fuck? Fuck me. Team OPS is 659.
What? What's the team FIP, though? Real question.
Fuck. I had to fucking. I mean, you're an asshole.
Oh.
Fucking asshole.
The team FIP, 3.56.
It's 3.43.
4.3. What are you reading off? I'm reading off Fangraphs.
That's what I'm fucking reading off of.
Huh? Okay. Never mind then.
Yeah, so they basically can't hit. I mean, what else is there to say about the Rays? They can't hit.
Maybe they should get rid of Kiermaier. I like Kiermaier, but he can't hit.
They'll be in contention because of the pitching, but
I feel like the Rays are going to keep Kiermaier, and Zunino is a good defender, right? I know that. I feel like their pitcher's like working with him a lot, but I'm trying to say they like their defense up the middle. I notice. Well, they just like defense in general, I guess, more than offense.
Wait, Zach Plesac threw 6 no hitting. All right, didn't know that.
Man, wait, another no hitter. Wow.
Yeah, we'll get to that here in a minute. I just saw the fucking shit.
All right, okay, let me go over the Rays. Should we go over the Rays game?
A perfect game. I'm watching that game right now. It says you've got a perfect game through 6 innings.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah, he's got a perfect game through 6 innings, Zach Plesac.
Fuck. All right, the Rays. God damn.
Zayden, after when a Michael Kopech jump came in.
Okay, Kopech. Are you behind me now? Kopech.
Kopech. I call him Kokpech.
Why do you I hate you so much? Go to hell. All right. The Rays.
Mason knows what I'm talking about.
God damn, shut the fuck up. Okay, the Rays. Can't fucking hit. They can pitch. They'll be in contention. Fuck me. Red Sox, Mason, go.
Oh. Fuck. My iPad.
God damn it.
iPads in 2021? Bruh.
You're probably okay, well, a fucking dinosaur with a laptop.
It's from last year.
Then why did you call it a fucking transformer?
Well, that technically that's from the '80s, so it's not a dinosaur.
The '80s.
So
stupid. Transformers from the '80s. You didn't know that?
The Red Sox.
Not been playing. Hey guys, I'm gonna do the White Sox.
Dude, we're talking about the Red Sox, you cunt.
So they just been playing mediocre ball lately.
Like Zayden and M will be the show.
Oh, God damn it.
Kick your fucking ass.
Fuck.
Alright.
I can't fucking talk.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jesus.
Mine's like we're all constipated.
Jesus, Harold Murphy, fucking Joe Lynn, marrying Christ.
Damn it.
I just want to fucking review the Red Sox.
Okay, everybody shut the fuck up. All right, the Red Sox. How's the Red Sox?
I can't do this shit, man. So, since the last time we recorded, I believe they're about 500 or one game over 500. They took 3 out of 4 against the Orioles. That's awesome. And they won today, but fucking lost the 2 games prior against the Athletics and the game right before the Athletics against the fucking Orioles. JV hasn't been doing a whole lot of shit lately. Kind of disappointing me. Because I'm a fucking Bogarts
is better than Mookie.
Bogarts. Bogarts had 3 hits today with the homer. Fucking goat. Best hitting shortstop in baseball without a doubt.
I mean, better than
arguably top 10 or 20 hitter period in the MLB.
Damn it, I was going to use a defensive remark at you, Zayden, but I just realized both him and Anderson are shit defensively.
Look at,
oh, God, here we go.
Go to hell. Talk about the Red Sox, please.
We're just waiting for Sal to get back at this point.
All right. That's all. Okay.
Sal will reclaim his title as best pitcher in baseball if he when he comes back.
Okay, what are you doing here, Carson?
Oh, I don't know.
You really think? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. There's a couple.
Like, what, not right when he comes back, but like a few. Like
you Jesus, Harold Murphy, like, you think he's better than DeGrom?
When healthy, he is. Oh, it's fuck. Debatable, though.
Jesus.
MLB nerd type beat.
I don't,
I'm just
know
kidding.
Which. Oh, fuck me. All right, to wrap up the East. Fuck, this division's fucking good. All right, so.
I wish the Central was good, but no.
Oh, no, it's fucking awful.
Including Tony Lovegrista.
I mean, I don't know what we're doing here. You're talking shit about the best team in baseball as we currently talk right now.
Man,
podcast. We should name this podcast Fuck Our Managers.
Realistically, they F us in the A every day.
Okay, the East. Who's the best team in the East? Just answer it. As we sit here on May 14th, who's the best team in the East?
I hope the Red Sox lose so Alec can shut up on Instagram.
I mean, can you answer the question? I don't give a fuck about fucking Alec. Holy shit.
So, yeah, Yankees.
Yankees. Jason, Yankees, I already know what you're going to say.
God damn it, I can't stop thinking about that thing, bro.
All the question.
Get diabetes soon.
Who? Who's the best team in the East as we sit here on May 14th?
Goddamn Yankees.
Well, it won't matter much in the end because they'll probably lose in the ALCS again. Because of Aaron.
I haven't changed anything yet.
Let me clear my... Okay, let's calm down. We'll get to one of those teams here in a second. But, the Red Sox. All right, next division. All right, so we go to the Central. I guess I'll talk about the White Sox. So, basically, I'm not – no Tony – ever since I went on my last Tony La Russa rant, 6-0, so I should probably go on another rant or else they'll start losing.
Or if you do the rant, you just might fucking reverse it.
I mean, he did start Jake Land today.
I mean, maybe another rant, you'll probably break someone else's shoulder again.
Dude, dick.
Jesus Christ. Okay, Zach, please, Zach, through 7. I'm sure you guys got that alert.
Yeah, I'm watching the game right now.
It's not perfect game, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I didn't see any walks.
He has 3 walks.
Wait. Oh, my bad. I'm
fucking doing MLB early show, man. God damn.
Fuck it! MLB!
You good, bro?
Okay, can I talk about the fucking right
side? God damn.
Alright, we've been over handrail violated. The Royals who suck. The Twins who suck. I mean, I don't even know what to fucking say. How many games have the Royals lost in a row? What is it? Like 11 or some shit? 1, 2, 3, 4.
They're about to pull up that historical, like, 30-game losing streak the Orioles did, like, 30 years ago. Yeah, so. I think
some crazy
shit. The Royals are giving me 2019 Mariners vibes.
6, 10, 10. Holy shit, they're on a 12-game losing streak. All right.
Royals lose.
White Sox are above the Twins by 10 games. We won't talk about that.
I don't really know what happened, man. It's just been a mess.
I don't know how you can sit here today and still pick the Twins. You can pick the fucking Indians.
I still pick the Twins.
Jesus, God.
Just joking. Okay. One reason is because, let me see this. Let me check on
FanGraphs. I mean, we know all you guys aren't picking the White Sox, so just go ahead and pick the Indians right now.
No, it's not even that. Let me see this. Okay, 1, 2. 3.
But actually, think about that because I'll ask the same question as we did with
the out of the whole pitching rotation, like all the pitchers in that 40-man roster, or you know who's pitching at the Twins level, only 6 of them have a FIP under 4. Only yeah, 6.
Their bullpen is off.
Matt Shoemaker.
What the fuck.
What happened?
What happened to Alex Colomé? I haven't heard much about
him. Who the fuck is that?
Is someone at your window or something? About?
Is that fucking Contreras?
Oh, that's fucking Marisnik.
No, what? There's no way that was Marisnik. That guy was fucking Cuban.
He's not fucking Cuban.
That looked like fucking Moncada, swear to God.
It was fucking Marisnik on my screen.
Okay.
Are y'all playing with the show or something? I don't know, like, no, what's going on.
We aren't. So, Jaime, talk about the Indians.
Oh, my God. You mean a team that got no-hit twice already? Oh, yeah.
They have good pitching.
Yeah, they always have, with Aaron Cervale.
Actually, you know,
the Indians are a perfect example of pitching wins ball games.
Actually, I'll let Mason take the Indians because he had to deal with their pitching.
I mean, yeah, he had to deal with that BS with Indians the other day.
I mean,
we actually did good against Bieber.
But the Indians were like
2 runs off him and 9 hits.
I'm sorry, but how do you let Ahmed Rosario hit a walk off against you?
Oh my God, it was a fucking rookie fucking pitch. No, shut the fuck up.
Let's not forget fan favorite Jarrell Cotton.
All right. Okay. So Jaime was shitting on Cervale. He's been fucking great. Jaime's an idiot.
When I take a dump like 2 weeks ago?
You did, yeah, on Cervale and Plesac. And Plesac's throwing a fucking no-hitter right now.
They were doing horrible 2 weeks ago. That's the thing.
Okay, how are they doing now? I told you they'd be fucking fine.
When? I press X to doubt.
Check the tapes. Roll the tape.
Press X. The picture started too.
Okay, roll it back, guys.
Don't do that. I'm not doing this shit, all right? God damn it.
Oh, look at that. This is the no-hitter is the free game of the day. I think that's it.
God damn it.
So, fuck me. All right, actually, I got to finish. What were we talking about? The Indians? Mason, talk about Class A and Karinchak.
God damn it.
Definitely Karen Chak, because he's fucking amazing.
I mean, just yesterday or today or whatever, you got pissed at me because you called me a Karen Chak dick rider. But
I mean, I did, because you called me a Upton dick rider because I want the piss missile to hit.
We're actually getting good at bats against Karen Chak.
But he didn't even give up any hits, did he?
It might have been one. I can't remember.
Give up two walks. Let's see. He's Karen Chak. But Class A. Also, I mean, I don't know. Their fucking pin's obviously amazing. They have a ton of guys.
I don't know how the fuck I'm going to construct this lineup. God damn it.
Yeah, piss me off. Jesus, Harold Murphy.
Right, who the fuck am I going to play?
It's impossible. Did you guys have to face Tristan McKenzie, the guy who looks like he hasn't eaten a meal in like a year?
No.
Anorexic mother effer.
He is too. Swear to God. Okay, good answer.
Someone talk, please.
I said no.
Okay, so I guess we can talk about Ramirez. Great. Super underrated. Great. I mean, he just hit another homer tonight. It's Ramirez and Franco. That's all they fucking got.
Better than Lindor.
Better than Escobar.
How the fuck do I...
I mean, what the fuck are you doing?
I don't play NHL.
I can't fucking construct the lineup.
No.
Are y'all playing RBI baseball?
No, we're playing MLB, you fucker. Alright?
No one's playing RBI baseball.
Hey, who wants to take the Royals, Tigers, and Twins struggle?
I'll do the Tigers. The Tigers.
I'll do the Twins after him.
Alright, then fuck it. I'll take the Royals. Okay, the Royals suck. They've lost 12 in a row.
All right. I do not know what the fuck.
I don't even know what to fucking say. They got swept by the Tigers. Are they even worth our time? I mean, this team just sucks.
Marco Scudero, please save me.
I mean, this team fucking sucks. Actually, it's 11 in a row. Fucking
it's starting to piss me off.
Right. Zeta reminds me of, like, angry video game nerd.
Mason's been making his lineup for the last 5 minutes.
I can't construct a lineup versus a lefty with my fucking resources.
Okay, can I talk about the Tigers now?
No, let me finish up here.
Right, fuck
I don't even know what the fuck you say. They all just suck. They haven't been hitting as well. Their pitching has slowed down. Duffy's still doing good. They suck. They're the Royals. They're what we thought they were. Or what I thought they were. Actually, what we all thought they were. We all thought they'd suck. Right, the Detroit Tigers. Go ahead, Andy.
Forgot about them already. Next.
Dude, talk about the fucking Tigers.
Okay, Matthew Boyd is actually having a... I think he's having his first good year in a while. Jose Urania. I still don't like him.
He's a pussy.
Yeah, like the whole Mets organization.
Mean D-backs?
Well, Dave Peralta particularly. Mike Fulmer, he's all right. Then let's just go to batting. Sorry, I said all right.
Don't forget Wilson Ramos.
Fuck.
Don't forget Robbie, Wilson Ramos. Even
as of now, the best players on the Tigers are Robbie Grossman and Matthew Boyd. I'm not sure.
Fucking throw.
Is Ian playing the White Sox?
You guys are good.
Yeah, we're doing good. We're doing great. Go ahead.
Nico.
You guys seem like you're struggling.
Huh?
What?
What the hell did you say to me?
God damn it.
You're sure struggling, all right.
Hey, can you actually talk about the Tigers and not fucking worry about us, you little fucker?
What are you going to do? Yell at us?
Yeah, I am. You're a cunt. Now go ahead and talk about the Tigers.
Okay.
How the fuck did you even hit that song?
Good
God
run.
Fuck me.
Other guy I never heard of.
Fuck.
Stretch, go! God. Oh, yes!
Can we please cut this out?
No. This is great content. Now go ahead and talk about the Tigers.
This is considered great content. This is considered great content, I guess.
I think watch. He's going to give up maybe you're telling one us more to soul. This shit out. You pull all your constant bullshit.
Fuck, dude.
Okay, let's go to the series real quick. Tigers beat the Royals, so Zayden already said that.
Yeah, it did.
Then they had back and forth with the Twins. Then they got their ace kicked by the Red Sox. Red Sox took 2-3 on that one. So we already know this. We already talked about it. So we can go into the next team. Who's the next team again? Forgot.
The Twins. The 12-23 tied for the worst team in MLB. Minnesota Twins.
The Twins. I don't. God is this damn. Like 2018 all over for them again?
I mean, I thought they were the best team in the division. I mean, like, according to you guys, right?
Well, yeah, but it's really hard to predict. This is like, don't they always start out slow? But then
don't even. Not 10 games. There's been like 3 teams. I was watching fucking MLB tonight. There's been like 3 teams in like probably the last 50 fucking years to win the division after being down by 10 games, like, at any point this season. So, no, this
okay.
This, thoughts
on
their favorite.
Byron Buxton, who's been the best player.
Fucking
you guys should know that.
Constantly injured.
They got it sucks. See, I wanted to see him be fully healthy.
Does the ball glitch for you?
No. Okay. Buxton.
I'm trying to think.
And they were sucking before Buxton got injured.
All right. They got swept by the White Sox. Zayden's probably
yeah.
I bet he like just roasted a bunch of Twins fans on Twitter after that.
All right. I'm so.
POV. You have no life.
I mean, the Twins fans are throwing the towel. So.
Yeah, Twins fans seem like dicks. All right. Anyways, though, Twins suck. They better turn it around.
All right. Man, this is starting.
Learn what pitching is. Hasn't, like, Jay Happ the best pitcher?
Yeah, and we lit his ass up yesterday. He has terrible, like, his X's and his fucking peripherals are shit, though.
Oh
my God.
You know when your ace is Jay Happ, who would be like a fifth starter on every other team, you're not good. Oh, and the no-hitter is over. J.P. Crawford.
Jesus, he almost fucking made that play.
I know. This is Ahmed Rosario, so of course he sucks.
Alright, so, the Twins aren't doing good.
Alright, you have to be the home team. It always does this at Wrigley at night. What the fuck?
All right, fuck it. All right, so, goddamn. All right, so I got a question. Well, after I talk about Andrew Vaughn, I mean, my favorite player, Andrew Vaughn, who I said was going to be amazing. He will be. I think he's like approaching 800 OPS, hasn't even played above A ball. I mean, it's pretty, way better than rookie Robert or rookie Aloy. Just wanted to mention that. All right, so, what the fuck was I gonna? Oh, yeah. All right, who wins this division?
White Sox. The White Sox need to stop wasting Andrew Vaughn's career. No, Jesus. Like, they need to start him, is what I'm trying to say. I don't know if they keep benching him or not.
They stopped benching him after Robert got hurt. That's what it fucking took.
Oh, so, did Tony La Russa do that on purpose? Like, did he just...
Cause... I mean, his favorite player is Leary Garcia, because he's a little kind.
Wait, so, like, does he, like...
He probably threw some alcohol on the table.
Fuck. I mean, what did you call Sergio Romo?
Dude, don't. We're not doing this. God damn it.
That picture from that really bad picture?
All right, so, Jaime, who wins this division?
Which one?
Dude, you think this is funny? The Central, you fuck!
The Twins.
I mean, you're probably not alone, because I guarantee that's what Mason says.
I told you I will not change my mind until the end of the month.
Till the end of May.
Yes.
You know, I mean, Mason versus White Sox fans would be a good movie.
Alright, so,
Mason.
Okay, the West. Here we go. The West.
Mason, can you look at my profile picture? And,
What'd you do, fat ass?
Look at my profile picture.
Oh, God.
On Anchor.
He's such a dick.
It's a hockey joke. Carson wouldn't get it.
Dude, God. Such a dick.
Okay, so the West. Jesus, Harold. We fucking...
I'll do the Rangers.
If we don't fucking go, all right? So,
the Athletics. The Rangers. So,
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let's just talk about the Rangers. They're actually, like, offensively-wise, they're actually not that bad. They have Isaiah, Kinsler, LaFetta.
What the fuck?
Isaiah, Kiner, Falafa.
Okay. Adolis Garcia.
Dylan Moore has put the Mariners.
I can't remember my line.
Nate Lau and Nick Solak have been doing, and Charlie Kluberson has been pretty solid too.
Culberson.
Fuck, did you say your fucker?
What the fuck?
I think Mason's mic is. Mason, like, take the mic out of your mouth.
It says your means at DH.
It says I got fucking Rodon. Okay, go ahead, Jaime.
Tell Mason to take the mic out of his mouth.
I don't have it in my mouth, you little fat cunt.
Use a better mic then.
I mean, I don't want to hear it with your little goddamn Call of Duty microphone.
I can't even hear you. I hear gibberish.
Jaime, we can all fucking hear him. That talk about the
Rangers. Okay, I love the pitching. Dane Dunning, that one guy from the White Sox. Traded. They got fleeced. The White Sox got fleeced.
Kyle Gibson. MLB nerds underrated Lance Lynn.
Jolay Rodriguez. Pretty solid. Ian Kennedy. Former D-back.
Okay, pretty good. I don't like when we write novels on bad teams. You know.
So like the White Sox? Hold up.
That is funny. You can't even, like, these jokes don't work. I mean, they just don't work right now. So, find a new fucking
song. My jokes are pretty hit and miss, and, like, half the time they're a miss, actually. I said half the time my jokes are hit and miss, so, yeah.
Yeah, you win some, you lose some. A lot of the losers.
Yeah, like Frank Thomas's brain cells. Okay, so,
Dude.
Such a They lost the series to the Giants. They lost their series. Actually, they won the series against the Mariners. I'm not sure what happened there. And they just lost tonight to the Astros. So that's about it. Rangers, they actually have a somewhat solid team, but they still suck.
All right. I have a feeling we're going to give the Astros to Carson. So, Mason, I'll do the Angels. For your Oakland Athletics in a minute.
I'm not even an A's fan.
Well, I'm not a Cubs fan either.
Wait, hold on. Don't talk about the Astros yet. And Jaime, you're talking about the Mariners. I'm taking the Angels.
Bruh, you always take the Angels.
I mean, I watch.
Does anyone want to try Alex Bregman's new hot or fucking what was it? What was it?
What the fuck? Okay, so
the trash can. Oh, funny.
Basically, in the last week with the Angels,
salsa,
Walsh is one of the Jared Walsh is one of the most underrated hitters in the game right now.
Is he better than Abreu?
Okay, dude. Why are we doing this, man?
Answer the question.
Ever since he came into the league, all he's fucking done is hit. I'm pretty sure, like, he has the third highest. I don't even fucking remember. It was OPS, maybe, in the AL. WRC+. I don't fucking remember, all right? It's a good stat. He's been hitting the shitload. Trout's Trout. Otani's obviously pitched a gin the other night. Then their bullpen blew it because that's the Angel way.
Kurt Suzuki's effing horrible.
And he has a 900 OPS. I did see some utter horseshit from some guy that said Otani was the fifth best player in the game, which is asinine. Thoughts?
Bullshit. No. Can you talk about Kurt Suzuki's framing?
Go to hell, I mean.
What's wrong?
Go ahead.
And I thought James McCann was bad at framing. Like, Suzuki didn't even
try Carson to Keller was sink framing. Into it. Actually, let me go on baseball for real quick. Yes,
dude, that's fucking bullshit.
Okay, so we're done with the Angels.
No.
Upton hit a fist missile. I love watching fucking Upton hit. He's been all right. Solid.
What, Justin Upton? Is he still doing good like you said he was?
Yeah, I don't know his stats off the fucking top of my head. 77 even average, which is better than what everybody thought he would be.
Okay, Suzuki's thing is loading up. Oh my god, that is cool. He is 14th in percentile ranking in framing. Pretty good. Actually, you know that pitch from what was his name, Guerrero? Like the perfect pitch he had, and Suzuki pushes the dead ball down. Fuck that.
Yeah. Like, when the ball comes to Suzuki's glove, he just lets it sink. Like, he doesn't even try to move. Like, it's like a force on his glove.
He
doesn't move.
He just, catch the ball and just let it stay still. But he
I mean, the mic is fucking shit. Go
Jesus ahead. Christ. Okay.
That's cool. No, it's not.
No.
It's even worse.
Quit! Oh. Okay, so the Angels, they took 2 or 3 from the struggling Dodgers and then took 1 or 3 from the Astros. The lineup they put out yesterday was fucking terrible. They didn't have Trout in the lineup. I don't think they had Upton in the lineup. And it was terrible.
Yeah, and it was an off. The next.
I mean, it was awful. I don't know what the fuck Madden's doing. They had an off day today. Let Trout fucking play.
That's Joe Madden.
Fuck. It's fucking terrible. Alright.
Joe Madden got CTE.
I don't know what we can say about their pitching. They just fucking suck. So, what? So, the Astros. Carson, go ahead. And Mason, you're talking about the Athletics.
Okay. So, the Astros, tonight they beat the Rangers, but Christian Javier, he looked fucked. He pitched 7 solid innings. He had 6 strikeouts, a 3.86 ERA, and a compiled to 0.86 whip. Chas McCormick, I think, hit another home run. I'll have to check. Hold on. Pretty sure he did.
I mean,
oh, fuck. What was I looking?
Oh, shit.
Oh no, he didn't hit a home run. That was actually something else.
I feel like you should
miss. Who the fuck is banging pots and pans?
It's Jaime.
I mean, are you like on your back porch and there's like wind chimes out there or something?
No, there's a milk cup right here, like next to me.
Stop hitting it.
Can you stop it? This is like, I feel like I'm at a Chinese food place, and like, this is where they have like that big bell.
God damn. Alright, so go ahead.
Alright, Astros, they've. I don't. Hold on.
They have the second best run differential in the MLB, too. Which I'm a run differential
guy. Kyle Tucker, though, he's. Kyle Tucker has been extremely unlucky, though.
God damn it.
Like, he started hitting. He always hits, like... What?
He started hitting.
Like, yeah, but before he was unlucky, he's been doing good, though, lately. Like, I noticed he would hit the deep fly balls, but, like, they would always go into the... Outfielders would, like, always catch them, or he'd hit it hard, or... shit like that. Yeah. Jordan hasn't actually hit for much power. He's like a contact hitter now.
Well,
I wouldn't call Jordan a contact hitter just yet because, like, it works. It's not even 2 months into the season. Things are going to change. So,
no contact hitter hits like has a 1.056 OPS through their first 112 games or something like that.
Oh, damn.
Well, unless you're on base.
I think David Fletcher. Or like Madrigal.
So is he going to be like JD Martinez, who's like, he does it all. Like, he hits for power, hits for contact, has a good OPS.
He's going to be like a...
Frank Thomas. There you go.
I don't want to see the players going in the fucking dugout, man.
He's going to be like a Frank Thomas, I guess.
He's already a top five hitter in the game.
It's pissing me off.
He was the best rookie. He was one of the best hitters in 2019, even though it was small sample size.
So I think we can agree.
80 games.
Top three hitters in the game: Trout, Soto, Jordan, in any order. That's what I think.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the fuck's going on with this game.
I can't believe the Dodgers really traded Dylan. What's his face? Didn't they trade like Josh Fields? They trade for Josh Fields, but they trade Jordan away. That's a Mets moment right there. That's like the Kalanick trade.
I can't believe the Cubs traded Josh Donaldson for a bunch of nobodies.
this isn't even about the Cubs, but you dragged them into it.
Yeah, that's what this fat ass does for all our teams.
All right, like, so. Because I called someone a pussy, and he's like, yeah, like the Mets.
Dude, what is going on?
Okay, so, fuck me. All right, so, yeah, the Astros are the best team in the West, maybe. I don't know. The Athletics are pretty good. Athletics. Someone take the Athletics.
Mason.
Shut
the cunt. Are y'all good over there up north, up in the Midwest? Like, is, like, the Antichrist outside your town?
Dick.
What?
Guys, Antichrist is in my fucking PS5 right now.
There's this TV show on ABC called The Middle. It takes place in Indiana. And I was I walked out.
Nice one, dude. Just dox them.
This is why we can't get shit done.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
That was
Oakland. The Oakland Athletics.
Athletics?
The fucking Athletics.
I was going to do the Mariners, so I'm going to talk about it.
Well, kind of like, fuck, who's the other team I took? Red Sox. Kind of been like the Red Sox. Slightly better, man. Around the 500 range, maybe one, two games over in the last week. Lost 1-8 today. Red Sox.
I think Chapman started to turn it around too because he struggled. And he started to play better. Even though he got thrown out by Hunter Renfro the other night.
Hey, you just playing in H yet? Hey,
man, I'm not dealing with MLB's horse shit. But yeah, the Athletics.
If I did take 2 out of 3 against Boston, and they fucking swept. Oh, they didn't sweep. They lost last game against the Rays, actually.
So, I mean, they were winning without Chapman playing good. So, I mean, now that he's playing good again.
I need to trade him in fantasy anyway.
So, yeah, I think they're good. They're the best team currently, maybe. Who the fuck knows? We'll talk about that. Jaime, the Mariners, which should start with...
I saw it was... his name's Kelnick. That's what it is. It's not Kelnick.
So. Jared Kelenic.
Dude, I saw a proper pronunciation. It's Kelenic. So say it right. Kelenic.
Yeah, that's how you pronounce it. It's Kelenic.
No, it's not. Okay.
Kelenic.
No, it's Kelenic. Not. It's Kelenic.
Okay, so Jared Kelenic got his call up recently.
I can't do it.
Actually, so far is for the Mariners, their best player is Mason's favorite player for the Mariners, Kyle Seager. yeah, Kyle Seager with that 2.99 OBP. But whatever. I guess we're 2.99. The idiots here. OBP, yes.
That's possible.
It's kind of like he has like Javi Baez as like discipline.
It's badass. He's still better than Nick Ahmed.
You good, Carson? Okay.
Doesn't Nick Ahmed have like a fucking 65 WRC plus? Fuck off.
Who are you talking to?
You retard.
Dick Ahmed.
Crip okay, Ahmed.
God, fuck me.
Okay, the best.
Holy fuck.
Who's this guy? Kendall Graveman? Does anyone know this guy?
Well, okay, I'll sum up the Mariners since Jaime's doing a shit job like we all could have predicted.
I'm acting up like Tony La Russa.
They lost lost 4 in a row. Go to hell.
Oh, sorry. Not Tony La Russa. I meant, what's his name again? Dave Roberts.
Dude, every time Jaime speaks, like, even time Jaime opens his mouth, Carson just starts fucking dying. Like, I don't get it.
It's like
Tori Lavello.
He takes his feet out from under himself and ends up right on his fucking knees.
Sorry, guys. That's just the Jaime experience.
This is a family friendly podcast.
I'm sick of this shit. All right. Okay, Kyle Lewis is struggling. Seager's not playing that good. Taylor Trammell's not playing good. Haniger's playing good. 847 OPS. Don't know what his other shit is, but he's playing pretty fucking good. Yeah, they're pretty fucking good. No, they're not. What the fuck did I just say? Got me going in circles. They're all right. They are... I still think the fourth best team in this division. So, without that, who wins this division? Who's the best team right now, actually?
The Angels.
I feel like the Athletics, but I feel like it's going to be, like, a battle between the Athletics and the Astros, like, all season long. Like, it's going to be back and forth with them. In my opinion, I could see it like that.
All right, Mason.
What?
Who's best team currently? The Astros, I'm guessing, for you, right?
Yes.
All right, Jaime.
What?
Huh?
Fucking bodies.
Huh, Jaime?
What?
Who's the best team right now?
The Angels.
Oh, yeah, I think everybody who listens, our whole 5 listeners, know not to take Jaime seriously.
Fine. I'll be serious. I'll be serious about this real quick. The Astros.
All right.
Actually, how many plays do we have total, like, out of, like, this whole thing?
I was,
Like, 200?
We ain't talking about that right now.
Okay, so 100.
I think we have 500, actually.
How much of that is actually our views, our own views?
I don't know. I don't listen to ours. Mason doesn't either anymore.
What?
Listen to this shitty podcast.
So I'm going to do trivia, but we are fucking on schedule for about a 2-hour podcast, so we're not doing that.
Let's do trivia. Let's do trivia. Fucking
parade.
Now you want to do fucking trivia?
Yeah. Let's do trivia.
No, God do it after we're done with all the... Actually, no, you can do the trivia.
Dude, I just said we're not because we're on pace for a 2-hour fucking podcast.
Yeah. We'll just one quick. I swear to God, we'll just one quick.
Jaime single-handedly fucked us over tonight.
I mean, this is just one of the massive shit, the biggest shit show of podcasts we've had.
I'm the equivalent to the school system. I just F everybody over.
All right, I mean, to be fair,
okay, we move to the NL East, where we talked about the New York Mets. Carson does.
Carson, you can go over the D-backs. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay,
I think
so,
we have some Mets issues we need to discuss, too.
Lindor? So Lindor actually has an OBP.
Carson acting like he was trying to jinx the guy, but actually had a bad take. Because God forbid Carson have a bad take, right?
wait, what was his take again? Fair,
didn't you say Masahiro Tanaka was a good playoff pitcher, and you kept saying it repeatedly?
He was,
and then
he fucking started sucking. I'm going to admit, I was
oh, well, isn't that right. Fucking amazing?
What?
Well, Zayden, okay, I don't like the right Zaydens.
Tommy, shut the fuck up. What did you say, Carson?
Oh, I said, oh, well, isn't that fucking amazing?
I mean, the whole point here is that you're not admitting you're wrong. You're trying to cover it up and say that you're trying to jinx someone.
Because I called him Fortnite Man?
Jaime, this was Jaime's original argument. Ah. So
About what?
Who the fuck was it about?
Laup?
Loop.
Loop. Okay, fine. Loop. Is about Loop?
Yeah, he said, remember when Mets fans gave up on Loop in May because of one inning?
How the fuck is Tate?
Yeah, that was literally him in the first series of the year.
Yeah, and then he's just like, oh no, I was trying to jinx him. Is everybody else calling bullshit?
Yeah.
Of course Mason is.
You ride behind his car all day long.
I don't want to blow.
All right, we need this podcast. He's not wrong. We don't stop.
Huh?
All right. So
Jaime gets off the podcast, it stops.
All right. So let me just do my recap. I'm not going to do a novel. I'll try not to.
Oh, bullshit.
All right. So Friday.
In short line, it was two horrible teams fighting each other, like two hobos fighting for a moldy sandwich.
All right, okay. So Friday night, David Peterson versus Zach Gallen. David Peterson pitches. He has a, you know, not necessarily a clean first inning, but he didn't look horrible.
Oh, my
God. This is before the mess, by the way. Second inning, Zach Gallen. We make him look like a Cy Young. We got Conforto, Drew Walk, but he still
threw one inning.
And then after that, David Peterson. He loses his fucking control and he just walks everyone and he you saw it, Jaime. He walked like three batters. He hit Tim LaCastro.
I thought we weren't writing a novel.
Yeah, you go, I'm not writing a novel, and then you go fucking play by play on us.
Alright, I'm sorry.
this is Jaime shit right here.
Alright, and then Caleb Smith comes in. Zach Gallen actually pitched a good game, even though he gave up two runs. But Caleb Smith comes in, and he's like, and he just meltdowns, dude. Like, he gives up a double to Tomas Nito. Lindor comes up.
I wish I could insert that meme I made about me and Caleb Smith. I got blocked by him, too, so. Stop writing a novel, Carson. I swear to God.
You got blocked by an MLB player. You can't expect me not to laugh at that. Anyways, no. Caleb, the thing that's impressive about that home run, too, was like it was at his chin, too, and he hit it out.
Oh, my God. This dude's doing a play-by-play.
Carson, you're writing a novel.
All right. Anyways.
I wish I'd go to your house and I'd punch you in the throat.
All right. Chill out.
I'm gonna call Jason.
I'm just gonna cut to the extra inning where the Mets come up to bat. They load the bases. Patrick Mazeika comes up. He hits a lucky, triple-A catcher. He hits a lucky little tapper, and Stefan Crichton threw at home plate instead of just going to first base with two outs.
effing idiot.
Yeah, like, in that situation, that you could have just gone to first base and the inning would have been over, but I'm not going to complain about it.
That man had literally had no situational awareness, but whatever.
What are we doing here?
I'm running Zayden said it would be a clean sweep, and for the first five innings, the D-backs actually looked solid.
Yeah, and then you started fucking shaking your ass and just, like, fucking went back to my take.
Like, yeah, I'm like you.
And I was right, so fuck yourself.
Why is it always the bench players that kill the D-backs? You guys let Tomas Nito and Patrick Mazika kill you.
We let Brandon Nimmo kill us like 3 years ago, so. Yeah. Okay, next one, the Marlins. There you go.
No, D-backs. Anyways, no! We swept the series. Swept the series against the Orioles. Mets are good, I guess. We're probably going to get swept by the Rays, though. All right, I'm done with my novel.
No.
I mean, you didn't talk about Lindor.
Oh, well, he's looked good since Jaime jinxed him. I mean, we're talking shit about him. Because I said he
could. We all were.
Yeah, he's only up to WRC plus a whopping 80. Oh, shit.
Well, to be fair, it's hard to tell if he's actually broken out. D-backs pitching is pretty easy to hit off of.
Exactly.
The D-backs suck. All right, on to the Marlins. Time to go.
Okay, Miguel Rojas is the best hitter on the team. He's like the anti-Nick Ahmed. It's kind of odd, actually.
I mean...
What?
Nothing, just go.
Oh, but let's not forget great people like Jesus Aguilar and Jazz Chisholm. Former D-back.
Aguilar's fucking good, isn't he?
Yeah. Marte. Starling Marte's doing really good.
Shit.
Rest of the team, they all right. Then the pitching.
Aguilar to the Brewers.
Okay. Again?
Yep.
I guess. Well, they do need a first baseman since Vogelbach's.
They just need hitting. They can't hit.
They need an infield in general. What do you mean?
They need hitting.
Sandy Alcantara, did I say his name right? Doing pretty good. And actually, Taylor Rogers is. Where does this guy come from? I never heard of him.
I think
people
saying he's got a good chance at rookie of the year.
Yeah. And can we talk about John Curtis? He's doing pretty good too. Mason's friend over here, friend of the podcast.
John Curtis.
Overall, like, they're actually a decent team, but they're probably gonna lose because they're better teams in the division. Phillies
in the division.
Mets. You talk about the whole situation with that racist guy on the Phillies every day.
Alright, hey, we're not. Alright, Phillies. Come
on, guys, I was just joking, guys.
I'll take the Phillies. I don't even fucking know. Harper hit a fucking tank the other day. I mean, the Phillies are, McCutcheon started to heat it up, I think, too. Real Muto's amazing.
Odubel Herrera finally decided that he liked hitting other things besides his wife.
Wheeler pitched good. I don't know. They just, it's all about their pin. Wait. Suck, because it always does.
The Philly starters are.
Guy Handrail on Sunday night couldn't hit. I don't know. The Phillies, anything to say about the Phillies, anybody?
Their starters are pretty good.
Yeah. They have a three-headed monster.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty good.
But too bad their bullpen's effing garbage.
Their bullpen is good. Joe Girardi, though, he's like brain dead. Like, he's like Luis Rojas.
Now I know why the Yankees fired him.
Yeah. Aaron Boone.
What do you mean they're good? The Phillies bullpen's FIP is like 5.
Yeah. Oh, damn. I was wrong.
The Their bullpen's basically the only reason they lose a lot of their games.
You could say the same thing like for the last 3 years, actually.
They need a center fielder.
I mean, to be fair, you guys were watching that Sunday night game against the Mets. Joe Girardi brought in David Hale to face Pete Alonso if the base is loaded.
Oh, my God. What options does
he have, though? He doesn't have anybody.
Aaron Nola. There you go.
Okay.
Damn it.
So, to the Jaime's a Nationals guy, right?
I guess that's what you call me.
I mean, it's pretty goddamn obvious you're a Nationals fan. So go ahead, talk about the Nats.
Okay.
Let's talk about how you fucking jinxed, reverse jinxed, Patrick Corbin.
Yeah, after he had like a FIP of 7, yeah, finally. Well, I mean, Mason reversed an LB the show against Zayden. That's a fact.
Huh?
I played Carson.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Oh, that was Zayden. Never mind. Sorry, Zayden. This is probably the only time I apologize to you, so get used to it.
Yeah, no, here comes a fucking dick joke any second now.
Insert Zayden joke. Okay, the Nationals. Juan Soto is...
See, man, every time he fucking talks.
What?
Nothing, just keep talking.
Juan Soto, he's kind of underperforming at his level, but he's still pretty solid. Trey Turner, though, Jesus Christ, like, my God. I'm not sure what happened to him. I thought he, like, hit for, like, average power, but he's kind of... he kind of turned, like, the Kyle Higashioka. He's exploded onto the baseball.
Dude.
God dang it.
I mean, the key with the Nationals is...
Can't even pronounce
Schwarber.
It. Bro!
The key with the Nat... Key with the Nationals is Schwarber and Bell.
Yeah, they signed them to improve their offense, but they haven't helped at all.
I know Bell went deep today, and he still hasn't been good. But
yeah, but I think Bell wants to improve soon because I think his contract's coming up. So they gotta fix that.
What's the Nationals non-tender him after this season?
Let's see, for the Philly starters, like, other than, like, let me check on Fangraphs. I think, like, other than Scherzer and Strasburg, everyone's been effing horrible, that's safe to say. And then, my God, I just want to die today. I just want to die. Ooh, Mason. John Lester's doing good. Nickname Mo.
Is it just me, or like the Nationals stealing all the Cubs players?
You know, we were shitting on the Nationals, right? I still think they can win the damn division.
The division's effing horrible, so maybe.
Not with that offense.
Yeah, but Soto, like Jaime said, he hasn't reached the level we know he will reach.
Yeah, Soto and Turner are pretty good.
I think Schwarber and Bell will be better. I mean, they won't be good. They'll be better than they are now.
I like Schwarber, but I'm not sure about Bell, and I'm not even being biased. I think that his 2019 season was just straight up a fluke.
And look, you got Scherzer. Anybody know anything about fucking Strasburg?
He's doing all right.
He's on my fantasy team, but he went to the... No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. He's doing really good.
In, like, the nursing home? Or... not the nursing home, the hospital.
Okay, but let me just talk about this. Other than XFIP, their bullpen's actually not that bad.
Brad Hand's been shit. He's blown some fucking games. So they've been in
games.
Yeah,
people made fun of the Mets for not signing him. Even though Brad Hand has a 290 ERA, but a 465.
Has his velocity been going down like the last couple of years?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wouldn't have signed him to a big contract or give him a contract in general, but whatever.
1 year, $10 million contract. It's not the worst, but $10 million.
Famous words of Carson. There's no such thing as a bad 1 year deal.
Well, there can be, just. Like, look at the D-backs. They signed Stephen Vogt.
Fuck.
Thinking it was a good idea.
Whatever.
The Blue Jays signed Kirby Yates, which I guess is a terrible one-year contract.
Since okay, we can talk about the Braves now. The Braves!
All right, hold on. Well, actually, no, I'll save it. Go ahead.
Okay, let's talk about the Braves. Freddie Freeman's finally got out of his slump. Wait, this is 2020 stats. Never mind.
You got it. Right.
Okay. Freddie Freeman still sucks. Ronald Acuna Jr., he got hit again. Some fans are trying to argue it was an accident. If you looked at the back-to-back pitches, it wasn't an accident. Pablo Sandoval happens to be the best pinch hitter, I guess, in baseball. So, too bad he's still like 500 pounds.
I mean, he's kind of like you, right?
Well, he literally looks like you. Like, you know that video you posted of saying that D-back sucked this year and you hitting a home run? I looked at Sandoval and I was like, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that might be one of your fattest pictures.
No, well, I've been losing weight, though, so... Unlike somebody, information.
If that wasn't the summer, too, I'd expect you to actually go outside.
You are not even.
Ozzie Albies, the most overrated second baseman. He's doing all right, I guess, if you call that all right. Pitching-wise. Pitching. Yeah, that's you.
Guys, the Braves have Jeff Mathis, so their pitching will be fine. He's going to, like, fix their staff with his magic.
I'm not sure who said that Charlie Morton might struggle this year in the podcast. I think it was Aiden, actually. Or was it Mason? I forgot.
He's Mario kinda... Morton.
Mario Morton, yeah.
I'm a Morton guy. What the fuck is this?
Someone said he's going to struggle with this year, and he kind of is struggling. Max Fried came back, and he got absolutely demolished.
I said Soroka was the best pitcher on the market, in my opinion.
I think.
Why did I say Fried? I meant Soroka, yeah.
Supposed to get surgery again or some shit.
Wow, amazing. Ian Anderson, effing garbage. Even though he's the best pitcher on their staff.
Well, he still has time to improve. He's still young.
He's still technically. Technically, like a rookie, considering last year's 60-game season.
Like, I remember I said that like the Dodgers for trade for Castillo Mason's like gradual is 20 too, and even though he sucks, a. All
right, so we're done with that.
This team is just
three-team race, two-team race, one-team race,
five-team race. Eagle.
You trust in the Marlins?
Yes.
Jaime, I've never agreed with you in my entire life till this moment.
All right, fuck it up.
Insert Mason joke and Zayden joke. There you go.
So, I was about to say the Marlins top three in their rotation, Lopez, Alcantara, and Rogers have been.
Hot take: the Marlins rotation will be the next Schmaltz, Maddux, and that other guy.
They have young talent.
Yeah, Glavine.
They can hang in the division, 100%.
Just give them like another 10 years, and they'll be like Glavine, Schmaltz, and Maddux.
So, to the Central. Fuck.
Sure.
Central, Mason, Cubs.
Well, the Indians are a bunch of cunts. That's a lucky bullshit.
Look, Mason, I told you. Instead of bringing up 2016, you should have brought up when they just dumped the betting at some Marlins.
What?
Hey, Indians fans don't make fun of you.
Nobody even know what the fuck you're talking about. We swept the Indians last year, so fuck off.
So, you gotta talk?
I mean, shut the fuck up so I can talk.
Jesus. I'll do Pittsburgh.
Okay, all right. So, Fox dug out.
God damn it. Okay, fucking. Okay, can I talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
So the Indians are a bunch of cunts. Actually, they're just lucky cunts. They shouldn't have won any of those games against us. That was bullshit and a half.
Did you want to go like on a rundown how they lost that first game?
Yeah, we left 29 men on base. That's fucking how.
This moment right there. What the fuck?
Alright, so yeah, that's some bullshit. You know, we got fucking 2 runs and 9 hits off Shane goddamn Bieber. Like, I don't understand. That good against Bieber.
Bieber hasn't been that great the last few outings. He strikes out guys, but he's giving up more runs.
Fuck.
That's
who we talking about again?
Cubs, go ahead.
Oh,
okay, right. Well, he's rage on the Pirates.
Hey, I'm almost done, fucker. So we have lots of injuries right now, and that's really what hand-wringing us. These guys should be off the aisle tomorrow. Horner, Arrieta, and Marisnik went to the IL.
They're all getting off the IL tomorrow?
It should be. Tomorrow's the 10th day.
Wasn't Nico Horner Jaime's rookie of the year pick?
Shit.
Why are they all coming off the IL at the same time?
They all went on the same day.
Because the Cubs need wins?
Was it horseshit? Fucking protocol, or was it them getting injured, actually?
It's fucking injuries or some shit.
Oh,
alright. I don't want no protocol, horse cock.
Politics, yeah.
Okay, shut the fuck up! Yeah, okay, that's it with the Cubs, I guess. Right, okay.
Hi, Nelly.
Jaime, take a team.
I'll take the Pittsburgh Pirates.
God.
What?
You're being a little cunt.
Take the Pirates!
Okay, guys, so me, Buck Zuckouts here. So right now, I know King Hayes only played 2 games, but he's doing really, really good.
Quit being a cunt.
Don't you hate... I thought you hate Buck Zuckout, too.
No, he's not a dick. He's just an idiot.
Well, yeah. True. It's kind of like bullying
a dick like you.
He's kind of like bullying an autistic child.
I'm leaving that in.
Okay.
It's like playing the
Pirates. I think I would give a fuck.
Like bullying an autistic child.
It's like Mason fighting a little kid on the sidewalk and dominating him. Okay, let me talk. Brian Reynolds, Adam Frazier, and Jacob Stallings are actually doing pretty good. That's about it. The team's effing boring. They suck. They suck.
Jake's doing good too, right? Or has been... Last time I checked, he had like a 4-5.
You could mention that Hayes is on the 60 now.
Yeah,
the 60?
Yeah.
How do you get injured again? I forgot.
I don't fucking remember.
Fucking what? Okay.
So Tyler Anderson is their best pitcher, actually. So, yeah, who is this guy? Never heard of him. As in a famous quote by Zayden Dunn.
Who?
such guy.
Tyler.
He did say it.
Was on the Rockies and the Giants before.
Then Richard Rodriguez is pretty good, actually. Shit. Except for the fact his xFIP was like 5, and I don't know. There's not a lot to say. This seems effing boring. It seems boring.
Okay, speaking of boring.
The D-backs?
The Brewers.
Okay, who go? I guess...
Most people would say they're boring. I like their pitching. So, the Brewers. Someone take the Brewers. Okay, I'll take the Brewers. Someone be ready for the Cardinals and then the Reds.
What the fuck? Mason can do the Cardinals.
All right, why don't you, Dan,
since you're a big fan?
The Brewers, Burns, good again. Got the DeGrom treatment.
Yeah.
I think they're 2-4 in games he starts, so he is carbon copy of DeGrom. So today, let's see what he fucking do.
Fucking third period.
More shit.
You want to talk about Omar Narvaez's excellent offense?
Thank you! Yeah.
No one busts him.
I think we can talk about Freddy Peralta, too.
Jesus Christ.
He is really good.
Okay. This is like an extreme version of like the 2017 D-backs. Like, extremely good pitching, but no offense.
Yeah, no offense. I don't know when Yelich is coming back. He's cleared for baseball activity, so it should be sometime soon.
It's not like Yelich can carry that team anyways if he has no offensive support around him.
No, but he makes a big difference.
True.
If he's playing well. Woodruff is... Jesus Christ, Woodruff's amazing.
Mason, who's the best starter in the NL Central other than Burns?
Woodruff's better than Burns.
Why am I not fucking... I can't even... Such bullshit.
I mean...
What?
Woodruff's better than Burns.
Okay.
So... Fuck yourself.
Okay.
He's so, like, nobody ever talks about him. He's so fucking underrated. Like, everybody's talking about him now. Rightfully so.
If someone's, I hear the Antichrist in your background.
God damn it.
What are you talking about?
Steal that.
So, yeah, fucking goddamn. Fat sack of shit.
Okay, I'll do the Reds. Jesse Winker, pretty good. Dark Horse MVP candidate.
Yeah.
Nick Castellanos, pretty solid too.
Not the defense, though. The defense.
Dude. Well, actually, Winker's worse at defense than Nick, actually. So, yeah. Naquin, still doing solid. I thought he was a good defender, but I guess not. The Moose, he's kind of underperforming. That was going to their pitching. Has anyone seen my favorite pitcher, Luis Castillo stats?
Yeah, what the fuck happened to him? I benched him in fantasy because I saw his stats and he's pitching at Coors. So I was like, yeah, I'm not starting you. I don't want to cost it because I'm tied right now. I don't want to like suffer any blow.
The league got deleted. Mason deleted the league.
Huh? Leave the league and what?
The fantasy league?
No, I'm not in. I'm not playing that. I'm playing something in a different league.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Like the league that I do with my family.
With your family? Oh, hey, Dad. Can you trade me Luis Castillo?
No, I drafted him. I drafted Kyle Hendricks, but I benched him, which cost me, actually.
Hey, little sister. Can I Paul Goldschmidt? Who's that?
No, it's with my dad, my grandpa, and I'm like his friend.
No,
your dad's probably, your grandpa probably complains about electronic strike zones.
God damn it, honey.
Okay. So, hot takes. Sonny Gray's gonna get traded to the Dodgers, and who's really like pitching decently on that team? Angels. Like Wade Miley. Wade Miley did get a no hitter.
TJ Antone.
Wade Miley did get a no hitter, so let's not forget about that. What were you saying, Zayden?
Wow. You said the Dodgers. I said the Angels.
Wow. That's true. The Angels need pitching too.
I could see the Twins. To be honest, I don't know why, but I could see them.
They need to trade. They need to trade for bullpen.
They need to trade for a whole starting. They need to trade for start pitchers in general.
People are talking about them being sellers with Cruz, Happ, and Simmons.
Well, look.
They don't turn around. They will be.
The Twins need to get a pitcher who can actually throw a ball into a catcher's mitt. That's what they need.
If they don't turn around quick, they're going to be sellers, honey.
I can't wait for Amir Garrett to come back just to get smacked around again.
God damn it. Why are we fucking talking about the Twins?
Amir Garrett to the White Sox.
I mean, we don't need it. So
this is my house, Rizzo. Yeah, with your 11 ERA. Then that's about it for the Reds. We're supposed to be talking about their games, like, you know, the scores, but I don't want to.
The Cardinals.
Arenado's actually playing decently. Mason, explain yourself. Goldschmidt's been effing horrible. Well, who's gonna talk about the Cardinals?
I mean, I don't know.
Fine, I'll do it again.
No, I'll take it.
What is going on?
God. Gold shit sucks.
Yes, gold I know shit. That. Like, it sucks.
How the fuck are they winning? Their pitching's being great, right? That's how they're winning.
You want to talk about that excellent play by Harrison Bader the other night?
Isn't Genesis playing well?
Genesis?
I think it's Genesis. I don't think it's like Genesis. I think the G is like one of those. It's like one of those like Hispanic names where it's like.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I may.
Have an American.
Yeah, like that.
So, you don't even see my name right. That's just how white people say it.
I'll say
in like 90% of the world.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, Genesis, I haven't heard it that way. Genesis, that's what I'm going to say. Gallegos, let's see, I'm just going down the list here. Flaherty, that little cocksucker, pitching well.
Fucking a home run, too.
I fucking hate that guy.
He was the next Syndergaard, like, you know, hit for decent power.
So,
he had one home run.
Wainwright's been better than we all thought. I don't think he's been good. He's been average. So
guys, I need to say something.
Fuck.
I was talking about that excellent play Harrison Bader made at Milwaukee.
Yeah, go ahead, fucker.
Yeah, so Harrison Bader was like, okay, guys, I'm gonna catch this ball. He catches it. Okay, so Kane, so it's deep downfield for where Kane can tag up and go to third. Okay, so as Bear's on his knees sucking out the left fielder.
that's what it looked like he was doing. I watched that. He like tripped over the dirt. Like, what the hell?
So okay, fine. Right. Kane's gonna go to third. Just throw the ball back into the infield. This dude drops the ball as he's throwing it out. So Kane starts sprinting back home. And so after the play, Harrison Bader was trying to, like, blame the warning track. He, like, kicked the warning track. Wasn't Carlos fan saying this guy's, like, an elite defender?
Well, to be fair, that is just one bad play, so.
Yeah, a play that you don't expect a decent defender or elite defender, as they called it.
There's only non-Cardinals hater here.
I'm a Cardinals hater.
I know. I don't know why. Because you suck at Mason. Is that why?
Well, dude, no.
That's why you have Tatum, right?
It's because they have Goldschmidt.
What? I thought you liked Goldschmidt.
I do, but I'd rather him be on like a good team other than the Cardinals.
Well, I'm glad he's on the Cardinals rather than the D-backs.
I wish the Astros got Goldschmidt. That would have been cool. The Astros
got him. Okay, little tangent. You guys
have illegitimate reasons for hating the Cardinals, other than me. All right. Sounds
well. To be fair, they did beat the Mets in like the
Oh, look, they beat the Mets a long time. Okay.
To be fair, their fans are effing a-holes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like
aren't you a hockey fan? Don't you know they're effing St. Louis Blue? Those St. Louis Blue fans are Jesus Christ.
God damn it!
All right. Fuck. What are we saying here?
The West now?
D-backs.
Four-team race. We all agree. All right. NL West.
D-backs. Oh, God. I have to.
Jaime, go yes. Painful.
Yeah.
Quick.
God dang it.
You got to win games to be respected, and the D-backs have failed.
I mean, they haven't been respected like the last like 2 years, so. Actually, three, because 2017 was like 4 years ago. Okay, let's just rip this Band-Aid off. Carson Kelly, really good. I wish his framing was better, though. Ketel Marte's coming back soon, so I can't wait for that. For him to just crack up on steroids.
What is he doing jacking off in the ozone? Oh, never mind.
Are you talking about Rachel Luba? Oh no, this episode will get taken down by the Trevor Bauer law firm.
Go! Do that.
God damn it. Escobar is still terrible.
I remember a couple years ago when you tried to say he was better than Brian.
Not true. Never happens.
Yes, you did.
Proof.
Bullshit.
Proof.
MLB chat. We'll go back to MLB chat.
Fine, go back in time. Time travels.
I'm not going back to November of 2019.
Jaime, didn't Escobar and Lovello get ejected?
God dang. Okay, let me talk about that real quick. So, okay, it's more of an thing again. I'm going to say his question again. Just joking, I won't say it again, but I'm not sure. I wish the guy who ran the NHL was in control of the MLB, because Mason said this like perfectly, like when that one effing loser got fired for what he said during that Nashville game. At least the NHL has guts to fire horrible refs when there's evidence. But like these umpires are just so bad. Effing tragedy. It's horrible. Bumgarner's had like what?
NHL leadership sucks.
I mean, at least they fired that one loser who shot like F over Nashville.
I have an example that I'm not gonna say, so go.
That one guy almost got killed on the ice.
Well, yeah.
Hey guys.
Bullshit. This isn't a hockey podcast, all right? Go.
Hey guys, we don't like criticisms. We're gonna find them more than we find the other guy.
Yeah, they fined Texas about 20 times what they did for Tom Wilson just for them speaking about what he was doing.
Okay, you mean back New York?
Yeah, New York. God damn it.
Back to the D-backs in Texas.
They were fined like $250,000 and Wilson was fined $5,000.
Back to the D-backs.
Okay.
God damn. Oh, yeah, when we get on hockey.
Hey guys, this is MVP hockey.
coming in 5 months.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Okay. Bumgarner had like 6 good starts in a row. He's gonna struggle next game, I'm calling it. Gallen had a UCL sprain, I think. So good luck. And
did he suffer against the Mets?
I think so. It wasn't. I don't think so.
Oh, damn. He must have got fucked if he did. Because, like, imagine you exit with an injury and then the bullpen just fucks you.
I mean, the bullpen has, like, been effing horrible. I don't need to talk about it. I've already made, like, 3 memes about it already.
You know, I don't know why we're still talking about the 17-20 D-backs.
Calm down, Zayden.
Because they're so funny. Like, they're just a meme at this point.
Fuck.
They're like the Greek tragedy, to be honest. Yoan Lopez got sent down to an alternate site, so thank God, F that guy. Here, I want to sing my Yoan Lopez song. I eat a-hole, oh yeah. I eat a-hole, oh yeah. Dude. Freddie Freeman eats me out, oh yeah.
Alright.
It's happened before, so...
God damn.
Yeah. Okay, I'm done. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
The Los Angeles Dodgers.
You just said Los Angeles.
I said whatever the fuck I wanted to say, so go fuck yourself, fat motherfucker.
I guess.
They lost 2-3 to the Angels. Almost blew the one, that fucking 14-run lead.
That was so bad.
Barely beat the Mariners the other night. Gavin Lux came in clutch.
Can we talk about Hyman's favorite player on Clevenger?
Can I play his walk-up song? Can I play his walk-up song?
Yeah.
Get off the goddamn box.
Okay, hold on. Let me play his walk-up song. Hold up.
Doing here.
Yeah, hold up. My grandparents are sleeping, so it can't be that loud. On the load.
Yeah, they gotta paint in the morning.
Behind me.
Yeah. Okay, here's. Let me play Derek Cameron's walk-up song.
Dodgers, anybody know the status of Bellinger when he's coming back?
That's a Luis Rojas' walk-up song.
That's a Garrett Clevenger's walk-up song.
All right, Bellinger, let's see what the fuck he's coming back.
Okay. When's Bellinger coming back? He's been gone, off the face of the earth for a while.
Nobody fucking knows. Zach McKinstry, good player. He's on.
Probably took a weed cookie.
And when they get everybody back, they'll be fine.
I think Bellinger took a weed cookie. He's going to be gone for the next 5 months.
Is that a Jaime moment?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Now we need to cancel Bellinger.
All right. Gratterall's on the fucking IL. Gonsolin's on the IL. Price is on the IL.
Thank God Price is on the IL. Thank God.
So, yeah, they'll be fine if they get everybody back.
I don't know why they picked up his contract still, but I guess I'm an idiot.
They'll be fine.
Did we talk about May?
Who?
Dustin May.
Yeah, we did. All right.
Okay. The Padres. Actually, here's a fun fact, guys. I think by F4, Clayton Kershaw is now officially the best player in Dodgers history.
Good.
That's kind of cool, I guess.
Shit. He's one of the best playoff pitchers, too.
Yeah, like Curt Schilling and Madison Bumgarner. Well, at least those two aren't racist.
Why
unlike Schilling.
Stopping!
All right, so,
Mason.
The Padres. The Padres. So I know Tatis.
No! Tatis fan page.
Tatis is on the 10 day because COVID horse shit.
Still overrated. We already knew that.
I personally feel like he's not overrated anymore because people act like he's garbage.
Not really. Not the national media.
People are treating Eric Hosmer as an elite first baseman despite his horrible defense.
Hosmer's on the fucking list, too. Mateo, Myers, Profar. They're just...
Fine.
Did Noah just come back from that injured list? He just came back, a week ago.
Profar.
Yeah, they'll be like... Them and the Dodgers, they're still the best team in the division. All right, the Giants. Still playing good. I'll let Carson take them.
All right.
I'll do the Rockies.
Jake McGee, he just fell off a cliff for 2 games, but I think the train is back on the tracks now. Everything's fine.
I don't know exactly what happened.
What else was I gonna say? Jessica Fani. I think he pitched good tonight too. And just they won't keep this up, but I feel like they'll be wild card contenders. They won't be a first place team, obviously.
God damn it!
Wait, all right, save that for later. All right, so you done with them, or are you gonna keep going? Is that it?
Done. Alex Wood, though, he looks good.
Buster Posey?
Yeah, Buster Posey, comeback player of the year.
Jesus Christ. 1.192 OPS.
Yeah, and he's a free agent after this year, but I think the Giants will re-sign him.
If he doesn't retire in a fucking Giants uniform, then that's just criminal.
Yeah, it's like Albert Pujols not retiring with the Cardinals.
That's what Bumgarner should do, is retire in a Giants uniform.
Or like Kershaw. Maybe Kershaw returns to the Dodgers, but effing Bauer's going to be the reason they can't resign him.
So, the Giants. All right, the Rockies real fast because they suck. Okay, Jaime.
What?
Rocky.
Okay. Marquez sucks. Chichi Gonzalez. That's his actual name. I feel bad for him. His parents should be embarrassed. Effing horrible. Wasn't that you in the White Sox?
Who?
Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel bad for him too again. John Gray's pretty good actually, so he might get traded soon because he's good. Let's go to the batting stats.
We might see Joe Adell in a trade, including either
for what Story or Story, Gray or yeah. both.
Story and Gray or Markman.
Can somebody give a goddamn?
Is it just me or is Kyle Freeland underrated? I feel like no one talks about him.
I mean, Jesus Christ, if Story and Gray or Marquez go to the fucking Angels, they might win the fucking division.
Doubt, but they'll improve, because obviously.
Because Rendon's injured right now. Like,
that's true.
Who thinks Athletics should trade Elvis Andrews to the Rockies for Story?
I do.
They ain't gonna fucking pay Story.
Okay, so I think was it someone came out with reports and there's five teams that are like really pushing for Story. It was the Yankees, Angels.
It's for who should.
Who else was
the
it?
Fucking the Reds.
Fuck the Yankees, man.
It was the Reds. I mean, they do need a shortstop because they're who's their shortstop right now?
Glaber sucks.
Yeah, because Glaber
Suarez.
Yeah, the best third baseman and shortstop in the league.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Imagine the Angels fucking lineup with Fletcher at the top and Otani, Trout, Rendon, Story, like Walsh.
You can't even like figure out how to like bat that. Honestly, like you can't even figure out what order. Obviously, Trout would bat like two, but
and then Otani. I think Otani two, Trout three, and then like I mean Walsh is amazing.
Here's what the Angels should do. They should trade for Nelson Cruz as DH, Nelson Cruz, then yeah, also get Trevor Story. There you go.
Well no, because that's stupid. Why would you trade for Cruz? You have Walsh and you have Otani.
Oh, it says the Cruz hater.
What? Hold it!
Okay, nothing else to say on the Rockies. They're effing garbage. The D-backs will probably still finish fifth in the division.
All right. So thank you for listening to MVP Baseball Podcast. Check us out once a week to talk about all of the action in that week of baseball.